Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I can't wait for him to wake up. We finally have him all to ourselves. It's been so painful waiting for this moment.
Chill, Wicked. He's mine too. I won't let you hog him.
Oh, okay, right, Wendy. I know we agreed to share him, but don't try to hog him either.
So when's he gonna wake up? Did you give him too many sleepy meds?
Well, I honestly don't know. Maybe I overdid it. Oh, oof. God, I hope I didn't accidentally hurt him.
Honestly, you can be a bit flaky sometimes, Wicked. I swear. I should have probably been the one to give him the sleepy meds. Wait, wait. I think he's waking up, Wicked.
Oh, hello, darling. It's good to see that you're finally awake. You were trying to...
Please don't make that reference. It's bad enough you had to start with, "You're finally awake."
Oh, don't struggle. Yeah, you're kind of tied up right now. And
oops.
I promise you're safe and we won't hurt you.
Unless you disobey us.
Wendy, come on. We can't be scaring him. Because he's probably already a bit scared.
I mean... He kind of has to obey us, or we'll punish him. I'm just telling him the truth. He's not going to want to disobey us.
I'm sorry about Wendy. She's a bit blunt. Anyway, I'm sure you have some questions for us, so I'll just remove that gag from your mouth. But don't even think about screaming, okay, darling?
Be good.
Can you be a good boy and not scream when I remove the gag? Nod, please.
Oh.
That's it. I'll remove your gag now.
Wow, he didn't scream. I'm kind of impressed. I know how he is.
Well, of course he didn't scream, Wendy. He's our good boy. He won't scream. He's always super quiet and not very sociable. I can't wait to pamper our good boy.
True.
Right. Baby, so why did we take you here? Well, we took you here because we want you. You're so cute and adorable. And I've wanted you since I first laid my eyes on you, darling.
Same here. I've wanted you since that first day we met. Oh, please. I couldn't care less about the so-called popular status Wiccan and I have been friends for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And, well, we like to share things when we both... want them, and we both care about you and want you, darling. So we couldn't just let you go, and we decided in order to preserve our friendship, we'd have to share.
That's right, darling. Of course we want you. Mm-hmm. This isn't a joke. Yeah, we really wanted you. We almost stopped being friends because we nearly got into a huge fight over which one of us loved you more.
That was messy.
We came to an understanding that we could share you, darling. I promise I'll care deeply for you now that I have you and you won't have to fear being hurt.
Oh, but you will have to fear our wrath if you try to run away.
Wendy, you're scaring him.
I'm just telling him the truth, Wicked. Excuse me? I'll let you go. Oh, cute. Absolutely not. We worked so hard to bring you here. Oh, stop struggling, darling. I said stop.
Wendy!
He was disobeying my commands. I had to shut him up. Oh, wow. You do look adorable when you cry, but you kind of brought it on yourself.
Wendy, go get some food for him. I'm sure he's very hungry. And... I think you should apologize for slapping him.
Fine. I'll be good. I'll go get some food for him. But I am not going to apologize for slapping him. He needed to learn that lesson early so he doesn't make the rules around here harder to enforce.
Okay. You okay, darling? I know. Wendy was a bit mean there. I'd never hurt you, honey. I know you're just a bit scared right now and... I understand, but I promise you, it's all going to be okay, sweetheart. You know I can't do that, darling. I love you too much to let you go. Shh. It's okay, sweetheart. I don't like to see you cry, but I know things are a bit scary right now. I wanted to have you wake up in a nice, cozy bed, in a comfy room to your liking. But Wendy insisted on you waking up in a chair in this dark basement. I thought that was awfully cruel. I tried to reason with her, but she put her foot down on this. You need to obey Wendy, okay? You can do that for me, right? Otherwise, I can't keep you safe, sweetheart. That's a good boy. Okay. I can tell you're a bit shaken up by everything that's happened. So here, just take some deep breaths. Just do it with me, okay? Ready? Breathe in. And breathe out. And again, breathe in. And breathe out. You did so great for me, darling. Thank you. Okay, darling, do me a favor and when Miss Wendy gets back, eat the food she gives you willingly. Otherwise, she'll force it down and that might be uncomfortable.
All right, I'm back with a bit of food for our darling. Now eat up. Wow, you seem to have calmed down a bit. You're actually eating it willingly. Did Wicked coach you through this while I was gone?
Well, of course I did. I was afraid you'd hurt him. You have to promise both of us you won't hurt him as long as he does what we say. Oh, darling, please, you don't have to worry. I personally will never hurt you, even if you disobey. I can't bring myself to hurt you.
That's just going to enable him to disobey us. You know that, right?
No.
I know you're a bit shy, and you might still be stunned that the so-called popular girls in school wanted you so badly that we were literally willing to give you sleepy meds, bring you to this place in the middle of nowhere in a dark basement, and take care of you.
Yeah, that's right. We're in the middle of the...
Wicked, don't tell him where we are. We can't trust him yet.
Right, I'm sorry, darling. I can't tell you where we are yet. Maybe someday I'll be able to tell you.
You've been a bit too naughty to know where you've been.
Wendy, please stop.
Fine.
I know, darling, she's a bit scary, but I know she loves you too, even if she shows it differently.
I just want to make sure he's aware he's not in charge around here.
Look, sweetie, we just want to keep you safe and take care of you. We both love you so much and will do anything for you. We want you to learn to trust us. And it might take some time, but I know you will. So I'm going to give you a kiss now.
Hey. Don't have all the fun. Oh, I think I'm going to kiss him, too. Oh, wow. You're blushing, darling.
You're just too
enjoying
sweet.
Enjoying me, aren't you?
So sweet. No, I know you're scared to admit it, but we aren't that scary. We always knew just how shy you are. I know it's not easy, but try to relax. We gotta take care of some things. I promise you, we'll be back soon.
Yes, we will be back soon. I'm hoping you'll be better behaved soon.
Oh, don't worry. I think you're doing a great job. Just try to relax, darling. No one will hurt you. You can just sit there in that chair, all tied up like a present for us, and wait for our return. I promise you, it won't be long. Okay? All right. Now, goodbye. Be good and don't scream.
You better not, because we have cameras in here, darling. If I see that you start screaming, I'm going to have to punish you more. Goodbye for now.
We love you.